This is John Batchelor. I spoke with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the combat in Jenin, a refugee camp in the north of the West Bank, in these last days, and why the IDF took the risk of 1,000 soldiers and drones to go into a camp they knew had been prepared with booby traps and IEDs and mines to kill as many as possible. The change of strategy by the Islamic Jihad and Fatah and Iran means that they're moving the action from Gaza Strip to the West Bank, where the intention is to cause as much trouble as possible for Israel and to keep everything on knife's edge. Here's Jonathan's explanation of what's happening right now in the West Bank.
Well, there have been multiple attacks that have been linked back to Jenin, you know, various shootings and stabbings against Israelis, both inside the West Bank, Jewish settlers, and then also across the Green Line in Israel. So again, this has been going on for more than a year now, and the Israelis have been increasingly concerned. What I think has also triggered this is the intelligence. The intelligence was demonstrating that there was a significant amount of military equipment that had found its way into Jenin, right? We're talking about M16s. We're talking about shotguns. We're talking about mortars, some indication of rocket launchers, and a large amount of cash. Most of this, we believe, tracks back to Iran, or to Hezbollah. There has been really a significant shift in strategy. You may recall that in 2021, there was this war in the Gaza Strip, a war that I wrote a book about. We've talked about on your show. The indication after that war, right, where the Israelis went in and they dismantled a significant amount of Hamas infrastructure, the strategy changed. And we've heard this from Israeli officials that Hamas, Iran, Islamic Jihad, they no longer wanted to fight a battle in the territory that they controlled, i.e. the Gaza Strip. They wanted to export the battle to the West Bank, and this would have a twofold effect. One is that it would destabilize the rival West Bank Palestinian Authority, but the sort of secondary effect here was that it would, in general, make things more challenging for Israel to maintain stability in a place that they saw as being strategic and important for their own long-term goals.
I'm John Batchelor.